The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Rohmer. Accompanied by the Venice police, Smith, Petrie, and Kerrigan searched the Palazzo Brioni and are led to an underground pool by Rudolf Adlon's screams. They arrive in time to see him killed by a number of piranha, a species of man-eating fish. Searching the palazzo for Fu Manchu, Smith suspects that the insidious doctor may have left Venice on Brownlow Wilton's yacht, Silver Heels. Dispatching Kerrigan to Paris to follow a clue in that direction, Smith, in the company of Petrie and Lazio, follow the yacht. When questioned, Wilton admits that he has received notes from the Sea Fund. He offers Smith and Petrie a drink. And shortly after, Smith reels and falls to the floor.
Lopez, help me get Smith to his cabin.
Yes, sir.
Easy.
Yes, sir. And the bed.
All right. I'll get a glass of water, Lopez, quickly.
At once, sir.
Petrie.
Oh, Nathan, I thought...
Shh. Listen, when he comes back, drop down beside me anywhere, but as near as you can. He's coming back. Begin to stagger.
Yes, what, sir?
Oh, thank you, Lopez. Now, if you...
What's the matter, Dr. Petrie?
I...
Speak softly. Do you realize what has happened?
Not in the least, Nayland.
We've fallen into a trap.
What?
Lie still. Someone's probably watching. I foresaw the danger and walked into it.
I don't even know what you mean.
I suspect Fu Manchu doesn't intend us to return.
Good heavens.
Shh. Quiet. Someone at the porthole. All clear again. The door's locked, but I think those deck portholes are wide enough to enable us to get out.
But, Nayland, what do you suspect?
It isn't a suspicion, Petrie. It's a fact. This yacht is in the hands of servants of Dr. Fu Manchu, from the commander down.
Are you sure?
Quite sure.
What about Wilton, Nayland?
In Europe, our concern is concentrated on kings and dictators, Petrie. But Wilton in America has almost as much power through his chain of newspapers. His political sympathies are well known.
But it's common knowledge, Smith, that he's been ill for years. The fact that he's a dying man.
I think you'd be much nearer the truth, Petrie, if you said Wilton is a dead man.
Well, Captain, everything has worked according to plan?
Yes, Fidger. Lopez has done his work, and you may be yourself again.
I marvel at Dr. Chang's ability to impersonate the late Mr. Wilton so convincingly.
Where's Dr. Chang now?
In his cabin, resting. The strain, you know.
We have yet to dispose of the two policemen left on board.
Leave that to me, Captain. I shall dispose of them quite efficiently.
You must hurry. There's not much time to lose.
I know, Captain. All I ask is that you give me 10 minutes. Do not worry. shall not fail in our mission, for the price awaiting me is worth a king's ransom.
What is it, Fedja?
The master has graciously consented to present me with something I treasure highly upon completion of our present mission. Uh-huh. The girl, Ardata.
Oh.
Yes, Nayland. The drinks we shared with Wilton were drugged. They think we're unconscious.
But Nayland,
remember when I called out Fu Manchu? During that distraction, I switched those drinks. My own went down on the floor.
What about mine, Nayland?
I didn't have much time. Wilton had your drink. You had his.
You mean he's in his cabin dead?
Shh. Remember, it means our finish if they won't suspect us. Of course, Wilton is dead. But he's not lying in his cabin.
Smith, we've got the officers. What can we do, Nayland?
It's too late. I was playing for time, trying to make a plan.
Nayland, the lights, they're out.
This is where we jump for it, Petrie. Quick, have your gun ready. He's locked the door. Now try the portholes.
Here we go. Oh,
they're locked.
They're lowering the launch, Nayland. What does that mean?
It means they're going to sink the ship with us on board. Listen, Petrie. You hear that?
Yes, Nayland. It's in the next cabin.
Open that closet. Yes, Petrie, it's behind here. We daren't use a flashlight, but this boarding has got to be stripped. Ah, there we are. Anyone in here? If anyone comes in, shoot him down.
I do.
Your flashlight. Oh, it's the two police officers. Untie them, Petrie.
Right away. There they are.
All right.
There we are.
All locked. Quiet, you fellows. Not a word.
We could blow the lock out.
Yes, Petrie. It's lucky you have your gun. But wait. These portholes have a different fitting. Yeah, I have it open. Out you go, onto the deck. Stay in the shadow, all of you.
There's a small lifeboat on the starboard side.
Do you know anything about boats, Petrie?
Not much.
Do you?
Si, senor.
Good. You two get the boat down. Make as little noise as possible. We'll be back in a moment.
Si, senor.
You follow me, Petrie. This way.
Right. Where are you going, Nayland?
Don't move.
All right, Captain.
Listen.
You have set the fuse?
Yes.
Down quickly into the lounge. There's no moment to waste.
Dr. Chang, Fidger. Where's the doctor? I haven't seen him.
I am giving orders here now, Captain. He was told to join the lounge. Immediately she swung out.
But he isn't in the lounge. How long have we?
4 minutes. I shall not sacrifice myself for the doctor. He has taxed my patience already. Doctor! Dr. Chang! Get in the boat. I am in charge here. The doctor wishes to be destroyed. Who cares? There's no moment to spare. Everyone for himself.
Come on, Petrie. You heard him? We have 3 minutes.
What about Wilson?
Come on. We've got to get into that lifeboat. Row for your lives. We've got to get away from this boat. Come on. Harder. Come on, faster, men. Faster.
Nayland, you think we'll make it?
Pull those oars, man.
Manchu certainly stops at nothing to gain his ends. But, Nayland, why did we desert Brownlow Wilton? He died a terrible death.
He deserved it. Heaven knows when or how the real Wilton died. It was all a plot to trap Adlon. The man who died on the Silver Heels was a double, an agent of Fu Manchu.
Good heavens, Nayland, a double?
Why, certainly. Dr. Fu Manchu uses them with notable success.
Those fellows on the yacht were calling out for someone called Dr. Chang, who was missing.
Wilton's impersonator, no doubt. I suspected an Oriental streak in him. He was drugged by his own hands. I saw it in the mirror, Petrie. The man Lopez was in charge. He's evidently a high officer of the Si Fan.
But this Dr. Chang, Nayland.
Doctor is significant, Petrie. Dr. Chang, apart from his resemblance to Brownlow Wilton, no doubt is a poison specialist.
Ah, now it's beginning to dawn on me.
What?
Remember, Nayland, Kerrigan's description of the man who tampered with your telephone in London the night you almost fell a victim to the Green Death?
Yes.
A small man with black hair and thick glasses. That description fits Dr. Chang. Perhaps it's the same man.
Poor devil. You mean he was the same man?
Oh, hello, Nayland. I'm all packed.
Good. We're leaving tonight, Petrie. Corrente's offered us a high-powered car to take us to Paris. We'll pick up Kerrigan and proceed to London.
Then you're certain that Fu Manchu has left Venice, Nayland?
Yes, Petrie. Adlon's dead, and since Monogani didn't come to Venice, there's no reason for Fu Manchu to remain.
Do you suppose, Nayland, that Monogani...
Petrie, I'm almost positive that Monogani also received notices from the CFAM. In my opinion, he's complied with the ultimatum of the Council of Seven.
Have you any idea of the nature of this ultimatum?
Well, it's rather obvious. He was ordered not to keep the conference with Adlon. You see, Petrie, Monogani's as important a figure to this country as Adlon was to his. Except that Monogani lacked the bulldog courage that was Adlon's.
I see. Have you had any word from Kerrigan?
No, and I'm frankly beginning to be worried. We've got to get to Paris as soon as possible.
Well, I presume that we're comparatively safe for a while at least, Nayland. Fu Manchu has no doubt been informed that we perished in the explosion of the Silver Heels.
I wish you'd remember, Petrie, that you can't keep a secret from the organization controlled by Fu Manchu. He brought a crew of highly trained criminal specialists to deal with the Adlon situation. When their work was done, he made them vanish as a magician disposes of a bowl of goldfish.
Yes, I was always given to underestimate Fu Manchu's ability.
You certainly were. Think of the pack of cutthroats who left the Silver Heels, leaving us there to die. That explosion was heard for miles. It was fortunate that Lazio was within hearing distance and picked us up an hour later.
What about the crew of the Silver Heels?
Their launch has not been traced yet.
What do you suppose happened to them?
Well, they probably reached the shore at some distant point, or else they were picked up by some other vessel.
Yeah. I say, don't you think you're driving a bit too fast, Nayland?
Don't you worry, Petrie. Just relax.
What about this spot, Fager? This is an excellent place to accomplish our purpose. As you see, the road winds through this mountain pass, and Smith and Petrie will have to check their speed.
Do you think this boulder is large enough, Fager?
Yes, but it will require our combined strength to push it onto the road.
The drop from this cliff, Fager, is about 50 feet. If we...
Listen. That's the car.
I can see the headlights.
Where?
Just coming around that curve back there.
Get ready. Now!
Shadow of Fu Manchu.